USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump says he still firmly believes his 2020 election loss was a fix.
If you look at Truth of Vote, they found millions of votes on camera, on government cameras, where they were stuffing ballot boxes. So with all of that, I think it's a shame that what happened. I think it's a very sad thing for our country.
He made the comments during Wednesday's CNN town hall event in New Hampshire. Trump took questions from local Republicans and undeclared voters ahead of the 2024 GOP primary. Border towns bracing for the end of Title 42 on Thursday. Immigrants say they're having a hard time with an app that helps them get an appointment to enter the U.S. legally.
I help people do their app, and they get an appointment, like, in 3 days. I'm like, what is it? I mean, I'm doing the same process. I just can't get an appointment.
The White House says the border is secure, but Republicans say the Biden administration has ignored this growing problem for 2 years. Time is running out for the U.S. to pay its bills.
We're just weeks away from the U.S. defaulting on its debt. And President Biden says if that happens, it will be devastating.
8 million Americans would lose their jobs and our economy would fall into recession. And our international reputation would be damaged in the extreme.
Speaking at SUNY Westchester Community College in New York, the president accused some Republicans of holding the economy hostage. Biden and congressional leaders will meet about the debt limit again on Friday. Congress has until June to act. I'm John Schaefer.
Inflation's still on the march, but there are signs that it's slowing down. The latest Consumer Price Index report, which measures the cost on a broad number of goods and services, shows prices in the U.S. rising slightly still in April, about 4/10. It's raising expectations that the Fed will continue its schedule of interest rate hikes. This is USA News.
Meet Joe A,
Hi.
Joe B,
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JP Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
Never. The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
The South Florida judge in Broward County who presided over the Parkland school shooter trial is stepping down. Judge Elizabeth Sherris submitted her letter of resignation to Governor Ron DeSantis. Sherris says her decision is unrelated to criticism of how she handled the Parkland case. Her resignation is effective June 30th. A guilty plea from a former NFL first-round pick.
Former Las Vegas Raider wide receiver Henry Ruggs has pleaded guilty to two charges related to a deadly car crash in 2021. Ruggs was charged with DUI resulting in death and vehicular manslaughter. Las Vegas Metro Police say Ruggs was going more than 150 miles per hour on a residential street when he plowed into another car, killing the driver and a dog. Ruggs' blood alcohol level was Nevada's legal limit. He's facing 3 to 10 years in state prison when he's sentenced on August 9th. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
And West Virginia University men's basketball coach Bob Huggins will be suspended next season after using homophobic slurs on a Cincinnati radio show. The slur was said when asked about Xavier University's fans during a basketball game. Huggins will be suspended for the first 3 games of the 2023 to 2024 season and will take a $1 million reduction in his salary. His contract also now transitions to a year-to-year agreement. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.